Nico dies.
Welcome back to the stage and welcome to our first rescheduled talk, a practical introduction to Peering Manager, what it can do for you and how you can get started with it. Our two presenters are Julian and Julian. Julian is 23 years old, is a student in transportation engineering at TU Dresden. He volunteers at his local student network since 2017 and is also working as a student at DEKICS for over half a year now. Julian is from France. He is a network engineer working for the Restena Foundation with over 8 years of experience in carrier and edge networks. He is also the lead maintainer of the open source project Peering Manager, on which they are going to present. The stage is yours.
Okay, so hello. I'm hearing myself, which is strange. Sorry. Okay, I guess I have to live with it. So, thanks for the introduction. So I guess we can skip the introduction slide. And yeah, today I first want to tell you what is Peering Manager. Then I want to give you a demonstration on how to set up a new peer, starting with adding it to Peering Manager, sending the peer an invitation email, and setting up the sessions on the router. After that, I want to give a brief overview on what is required for the installation and what features are coming next. So, yes, as I said, Peering Manager is a web software for managing your peering relations. It is integrated into PeeringDB, so you can get started by adding the peers with all the information that is already in PeeringDB, send them an email for peering, and then configure the router with a template. Peering Manager is an open source software. It is hosted on GitHub, and it is a DKIX sponsored software. Yes, so let's jump directly into the demo. For the demo, I have ready here the PeeringDB entry for the Hestian broadcasting company. And I want to show you how to set up peering sessions with them. So first, I copy their ASN here. And then this is the main overview of Peering Manager, where you can see how many objects you have and what you have done last. So to add a new autonomous system, we can click on autonomous systems, where we have a quick overview of peering partners we already have. And when I click add here and add the ASN, other information will be automatically filled out. So the name, the IRRA set, and the max prefixes are all automatically imported. I can then set a contact if I want to, but the contacts that are in PeeringDB will also be imported. And then I can set policies I want to apply on the router. So for me, these are my default policies I use for peering in and peering out. And in this case, I also want to filter the prefixes on the router. So we only accept what is in their AS set. The filtering I am doing with tags. So on the router configuration, in the template, I can walk over the tags I have and do stuff based on the tags that are applied to an autonomous system. This is the overview you can see when you open up an ASN. You have a quick overview over the AS set and max prefixes here again. What is their peering policy? And down here, you can see the exchanges you have with them. And when there is an exclamation mark at the back, then you don't have sessions with them. So the next step I would take if I want to peer with them, I check if the contact here is imported properly. And you can see here it is already filled out in NOC role as it is written on PeeringDB here. So we can see here, these are the available sessions I could have with them. And today I want to peer with them in Frankfurt. So I check the sessions here I want to add and click on add, and I will get here a pre-filled form where I can set the password, multi-hop, and also policies again. So I can set routing policies on the autonomous system level, on the internet exchange level, and on the session level. So if I will check here that every settings are like I expect them, and then I click import. So the next thing I want to do is to inform them that I want to peer with them. For that, we have the possibility to send an email to them. So I choose a template here, which I have set up earlier. And you can see here, it generates an email. Since I only want to peer with them in Frankfurt, I will remove the other entries here. So only the Frankfurt entry remains. And yeah, just like that, I have finished the email for them and can send it from here as well. Oh, if I choose a recipient. Okay, so they now have received an email. They know now that we want to peer with them. Next up, we have to configure our router for the peering. So for that, we have the deployment tab here. And we have to write a template for our router. I already did that here. Writing templates is done with the Jinja templating language. Some of you probably already know it from writing Ansible templates and the like. And you can see here, I'm iterating over all the connections I have, set up the policies, and then further down, I then set the actual sessions up. So now I have the template. I have added the session. Next up, I have to deploy it to the router. We currently only have one router here. It's a Cisco IOS device.
Font size größer machen.
Okay. Is this better now, I hope? So sorry if you couldn't see everything. So, where was I? All right. So here I have also a quick overview over my router. You can see here the information about it is imported from NetBox. So it also will use NetBox to connect to the router. You can also use Napalm directly. And yeah, here you then can check out the configuration of it. This will now take the template I have showed you and will generate actual configuration. So you can now see here the interface configuration we are generating, and further down there should be an entry for the route policies, and even further down then there also are the neighbor configurations here. Okay, so I've verified that my configuration looks like I expected. I can now start deploying. When I have this checked, it will also compare it and will give us a diff in a few seconds. So configuring takes a moment. Please also be aware, if you have peering partners with a lot of prefixes, it may be that a peering manager requires several gigabytes of RAM to generate the configuration. For example, if you have Hurricane Electric as a peering partner, they have a lot of prefixes. So for us, it takes like 4 or 5 gigabytes to generate the configuration. All right, so you can now see here a diff. You can see, yeah, it setups the routing policies. Doesn't do anything funky we don't expect. And yeah, we can click commit here. And in a few moments, the configuration is on our router. You can also configure a systemd timer or cron job to commit the configuration periodically. So you always can be sure to have the current prefix lists on your router. So let's wait a moment until this is finished. And it is now saved. So we can close out of here. So this was a short demonstration of how to add a new peer. But there are also a lot more from tabs here. So you also write an email template, the same as the configuration template with Jinja. So this template was used for the email we have seen earlier. And yeah, you have seen in the configuration, we also deployed some routing policies. We have these here. So if I scroll down to the private peering in, you can see here there's a config context field available, so I can use this free text later in the configuration. And also the communities you can add to sessions can be configured here. So yes, this is was the demonstration. Next up, what is required for the installation? You need a recent version of Linux, a database, in this case PostgreSQL, Redis, and current version of Python. So if you have a system with a Linux from like 2017 or newer, you can perfectly run Peering Manager. And if you want, there is also a Docker container and Ansible playbooks available. So what's coming up next? And this is the part where Guillaume also can tell you a bit about the IX API integration we will have soon.
So the IX is sponsoring this feature, actually, the IX API integration. And the idea is to basically talk to IX API from Peering Manager, so you can grab details that your Internet Exchange that you are peering at can actually give you very specific details, such as the network services you set up on the exchange, the MAC addresses that are being used, the IP, the BGP session that you can set up with Route Server or Black Hole Server, for instance. These are the most interesting feature bring with IX API. It's going to be released in the next release, the next major one, which should be around the beginning of December, end of November, beginning of December, maybe. The IX API is quite integrated. For now, there is a pull request that is being mentioned here, so should be coming in a few weeks.
Yes, so IX API is the biggest new feature. There will also be some new API endpoints soon for inbound peering requests, deeper integrations to get more information from Peering DB. and deeper integration into Netbox to get, for example, information about free VLANs and IP space for direct peerings.
On the inbound peering request, what's central for network operators is that what we want to bring is to be able for you to have an online web page where people can actually go to your web page and fill the details for you to automatically provision the peering session in your site without you doing nothing. This is the people going on your web page that will fill the form with their ISN, the peering session they want to set up, where, in which IXPs, and they just click OK. This will automatically send it to peering manager, with ingest that data, set up the BGP session for you, and you'll just have to dispatch them on your routers using the deployment menu that Julian showed earlier, or using the automatically task that can be configured.
Yes, so that's it. Do you have any questions?
Yes, there are questions. The first one, is there the possibility to apply RPKI validation inside the peering manager? It was a bit hard to see in the first few seconds of the presentation, so we aren't sure if this was visible or not.
For now, it's not visible. This is not a work that has been done. It's probably going to be done in a release at some point. I don't know when. This is not in the roadmap yet, but it was in our heads already.
Okay. Then you said the source of truth for your router's BGP configuration. Would you recommend it to also use it for internal BGP sessions, or is it possible, or is it only for external BGP sessions?
Well, you certainly can use it, but the focus is on peering at an IX and direct sessions.
Yeah, okay. The main focus is for the edge. The internal is a bit more tricky to handle, in my opinion, but you can use it. You can try and let me know if it works for you.
Mm-hmm. Any plans to improve handling of prefix list generation? For example, move prefix lists into files so they don't pollute the config at all.
This is a tricky one as well. For now, what we do for the dispatching configuration devices is to use a single monolithic template. We have ideas about splitting templates into several parts to make it a bit more easy to manage and more granular, let's say. And we also have an idea to be able to generate configuration that can be sent to Git repositories to integrate into other automation workflow. So this can be put in that box as well.
Uh-huh. Okay, so any more questions? Currently there are none. We still have a minute or so left. But if there are no more, then I would say thank you for your presentation. Thank you for the update. And we'll hope to see you soon. Have a good day.
Thank you.